Also at the Supreme Court today, arguments in a workers' rights case that could be another opportunity for the court to elevate the rights of states over those of the federal government. In the last few years, the court has struck down a series of federal laws after states complained that Congress overstepped its bounds. Today's case concerns a 1993 law that lets workers take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave to care for a new baby or a sick relative. With us to discuss this case is NPR's Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Michelle.
What's today's case about?
Well, it's about a law called the Family and Medical Leave Act, and it lets workers take 12 weeks of unpaid leave for several reasons if they give birth to or adopt a new baby, to care for a seriously ill family member, or if they're seriously ill themselves. Now, today's case was about a man named William Hibbs, who was a social worker with the Nevada Department of Human Resources. His wife was seriously injured in a car accident in 1996. She had surgery. She needed more surgery. Basically, he needed to stay home and take care of her. In 1997, he exhausted his state leave. He thought he still had federal leave. Long story short, he was fired. He sued the state for back pay, as the Family and Medical Leave Law specifically stated that he could.
So how did Nevada defend its policy?
Well, Nevada claimed that even though Congress did specifically say that the law was intended to cover the nation's 5 million or so state employees, that it still violated the Constitution's 11th Amendment, which says that individuals can't sue states in federal court.
But hasn't the court said that there are situations where Congress can override that bar on lawsuits?
Yes, but only in some very limited situations, specifically to enforce the 14th Amendment's guarantee of equal protection under the law. So the question in this case became whether the law was an anti-discrimination law, as Hibbs's attorney argued that it was, or as Nevada's attorney general argued, whether this was just a garden variety labor law like the minimum wage law. And if it is an anti-discrimination law, the court then needed to look at whether the proposed remedy, in this case 12 weeks of leave, made sense.
Could you get a sense of whether the justices were leaning one way or the other today?
Well, I got a sense that they were pretty divided, which isn't surprising since they've been divided on most of these state right to sue cases. Justices Breyer and Souter seemed pretty sympathetic to the argument that granting men and women family leave on a gender-neutral basis was a good solution to gender discrimination, job discrimination. It would take away the premise for employers to discriminate against women out of fear that they would favor families over their jobs, which they'd said was a long time pervasive fear. Or, as Mr. Hibbs' lawyer put it to the court, the law makes men and women equally attractive. But Justice Scalia said that he thought the 12 weeks of leave was arbitrary. He called it, quote, an extraordinary leap. And he added that he followed the debate on this bill, which kicked around in Congress for about 7 years before it became law. And during that time, he said he never heard it talked about as an anti-discrimination law, only as a labor bill.
But while Justice Scalia talked about watching the Congress, some members of Congress today were actually watching the court.
Yes, I looked over and there was Senator Christopher Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat, who was actually one of the law's original authors, and Senator Charles Schumer, a Democrat of New York, sitting in the audience watching the oral arguments. Afterwards, they went outside to the microphones in front of the Supreme Court, and they blasted the court for what they called its judicial activism. Dodd said that Congress knew exactly what it was doing when it said that state workers should be covered by the law, and that if the court overturns that, it was guilty of making law itself.
Why are members of Congress concerned enough to actually show up at the court?
Well, the court has made it something of a habit in the past couple of years to overturn aspects of federal laws in favor of states' rights. They've said in the last couple of years that state workers can't sue under federal age discrimination or disability discrimination laws, and they struck down a law that tries to keep guns away from schools. So these particular lawmakers are worried that the court will now strike down a key piece of the Family and Medical Leave Law, which they might, but we won't know about that for another couple of months.
Is that rather extraordinary to look in the court and actually see a lawmaker sitting there in the room?
They come occasionally. Obviously, it's just across the street, so it's not a very long walk. But yes, the Senate is in session today, and to have two senators in the courtroom, I thought was something notable.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Julie Rovner.